everyone. How are you all doing this week? It's another week. Thank God, thank God. So we are here again at Hour of Healing to continue our series we started last week, which is Pathway to Rest, right? Last week, we really talked about a lot. And if you missed it, go listen. I'm not here to be generous to you. I'm your host, Candace. Dr. Joe is here with me. Welcome in again this week. And, you know, I just want to say, before I actually give it to Dr. Joe, I want to say you guys are really missing out if you're not on the YouTube, because there's a lot of crazy stuff I do that you are missing. All you are seeing is... All you are hearing is my voice. Go watch. Go on our YouTube. Go on our social media handles. Go watch my crazy self. You know, I come on here sometimes with no makeup, sometimes with makeup. It's the message that matters, all right? So, but go watch. Go and look at my beautiful face. Crazy, you know, my crazy mannerisms. But yes, Dr. Joe. So welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Candace.
Good, great. We thank God. You know, it's another week, so we are ready. Last week's topic really set us up on a trajectory where I think we're really going to benefit from it. And, you know, last week we kind of healed some people from the notion of how you start doesn't matter. It's how you finish that matters. That whole, you know, I'll say shenanigans that we've been hearing. But that's the whole point of life, to challenge things that you've been hearing for ages, to challenge yourself. And it helps us grow. So starting on the right foot, last week we learned that starting the right way really helps you to where you are going. But if you don't start right, where you are going may not really be predicted as the outcome that you want. So it's very important. But I'll give it to Dr. Joe as he gives us a brief summary. Because last week we talked about rest and the pathway separately, right?
Correct.
So I'll let Dr. Joe, you know, give us a feed of both, and then we'll delve into what it's really about.
Yes, thank you so much, Sister Candace, for, again, hosting us this week. And like you rightly said, we really kind of set the foundation for what really the topic was about. What we did mostly last week was to dissect what rest really is and what a pathway really is. And by the grace of God, today we will be able to actually dive into certain aspects about this topic, which I believe truly that will bring a great healing to all of us. And mainly, what we focused on was to help our audience understand that rest only comes when we have good success. And so we talked about what good success is. That if you don't have good success, you might think that you've expanded yourself enough to the point where you deserve to have rest. But the fact that you think you deserve to have rest doesn't mean you will rest when you are in a state of relaxing. There are a lot of us who are relaxing because we have not obtained good success, but we think we are going to rest. And so that really was what we talked about. We talked about the fact that there are certain principles that constitute this good success. And so if you really get on the pathway that you need to get on in life, the outcome is predictable. And I believe really that's what we talked about by way of summary. I think it will be very, very beneficial if our audience can actually go listen to that, because there's so much we talked about that, honestly, that Candace, I cannot go into.
Yeah, that's good. So we thank God. Yeah. And today, this week, we are actually going to delve into the pathways that we need to take, right? How to start the right way, you know, so that our outcome can be predicted. And I think last week you mentioned something about the specific outcome that you are desiring for requires a specific start too, right? And being consistent. There are principles that needs to be laid out consistently without deterring your path. And that will help with the prediction. So Dr. Joe, can we dive right into the principles that leads to this rest that we are talking about?
Yes, Sister Candace, absolutely, because we have a lot to cover today. But I want to introduce this concept that will keep showing up and to tie in what we talked about last week with the statement I made that how you start doesn't matter. That I think that statement is not always accurate, because it's only accurate, like I said, if you are on the right path, right? Mm-hmm. And so once our audience understand that the pathway is important, that the only way how you start doesn't matter, makes sense to get you still to the place of rest is to be on the right pathway. Because again, pathways have predictable outcome. If you are on any pathway in life, your outcome is predictable, provided that pathway has been taken by someone before you, right? And so when we talk about pathways, I want our audience to understand that without ignoring what we've talked about before, the principles we talked about last week, the principle of success, being dependent on results, being dependent on the things we do or the process we take, there is a superior pathway. And so, Sakendis, when we talk about rest, rest is person dependent, not a thing dependent. That if we truly want to have rest, it is person dependent. You find this person in the person of Jesus, then you find the way. And if you find the way, then you find the results. And if you find that results, then it brings you to the place of good success. If you miss this trajectory and go find success or find results without finding this person, you will not have rest. Why am I so emphatic on this? Because remember, our definition last week of rest is the state of physical and emotional and spiritual renewal that involves ceasing or refraining from strenuous work or activities and worries by finding solace and security. And so if you bypass this person, Jesus, you will not find solace and you will not find security. You may be able to cease from your work and your worries, but the component of solace and security, my dear audience, will be missing. And if that is missing, then you don't have rest. And so I want you to bear that in mind as we go through these principles, right? That this rest, this state of rest that we are trying to get to is person dependent. And I like what the Bible says, I believe it's in the book of Matthew, that this person who can lead to rest makes a statement. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden," in other words, are tired, "and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. And there are a lot of things that this statement by this person shows that will spell out the principles for us. He says that, "Come and I will give you rest." But before you come, you have to be laboring. You have to be heavy laden, burdened, worried, which means that, again, as I said last week, if you are resting without work, then what are you resting from? And so this person, Jesus, recognizes that it's our work and our burdens and our worries that bring us to the place where we need this rest. Why am I dwelling on this? Because, Sister Candace, it is our labor, it is our working, it is our burdens that bring us to the place of good success. And so once you get there, you are able to get rest. But he also then says, for someone who wants to give me rest, why do you want me to take upon myself a yoke? That means that, as I said last week, our definition of rest in most instances is not complete. Because we would think that rest is ceasing from activity. But you find in the definition I just gave you not long ago that you still pursue solace or comfort and security. That is still activity. And so you are ceasing from a lot of things, but there is still something that you are taking upon. And in Matthew, it talks about it as yoke and burden of Christ, being light. So what are the principles that we can deduce based on what will bring us to this place of rest? One of the first principles, Sister Candace, I want to talk about is our willingness to listen. Being willing to listen or hear. Because you realize that whenever this is not in place, there is a disease of the dullness of the ear. And when there is this disease, rest cannot be obtained. So how do we hear? And when do we hear, or where are we even supposed to hear? Mr. Candace, it will interest our audience to know that as far as our destiny fulfillment or obtaining good success in life is concerned, it's very important who we listen to and when we listen to them. The fact that you are taking counsel at the wrong time doesn't mean you are taking good counsel. The counsel can be good. What you are listening to can be good. But if you hear it too late, it will harm you. If you hear it too early, it will also harm you. So listening, our ability to listen is time dependent. If we want to get to the place of good success. So the first principle on this pathway is listening. And the ability to listen, again, is time dependent. You must listen to the right things at the right time of your destiny. So, Candace, you know, let me share something with our audience. For some time now, the Spirit of God has been impressing on me about pulling me away from certain people I considered to be mentors that I did not understand. Because I knew that these people were genuine in the operations of the giftings that they do. Until recently, when God helped me to understand that the person who mentors you is very, very important. In fact, the exact phrase was, or the exact sentence was, be very careful who mentors you. Be very careful who mentors you. And as I began to think about this, I realized that there are certain mentorship that if you engage with at the wrong time, it will be the detriment to your destiny. People have had mentors who, when at a point when they knew nothing, the mentors were very happy with them. They were very good to them. But as they began to ascend, as they began to apply the principles that they may have even learned from these same mentors and get to certain places of growth, now the mentors begin to oppose them. The mentors begin to get, I don't think jealousy is the right word, but they begin to
fight
them. Fear that they will leave them. And so they begin to fight them. And so what you listen to, yes, is important. But when you listen to those things are equally as important. So, Sister Candace, I hope that is clear. And for the sake of time, I want to go to the next point, which is also massively important. And so the next principle, Sister Candace, on this pathway to rest that I want to share is the ability to see. The ability to see. And this ability involves both looking and perceiving, which is not the same thing. There is a vast difference between being able to look and being able to perceive. whenever we talk about seeing, for the most part, I think we're talking about perceiving, but looking is also a component of seeing. But before we talk about the differences between looking and perceiving, what disease do we suffer when we don't have this ability to see? And the disease is blindness. And blindness can be unfruitfulness. Blindness can be barrenness. Blindness can be unrest. Whenever that this state is there, we're not talking about physical blindness. We're talking about your inability to see this path that you have to take. And if you cannot take this path, then how do you get to the place of rest? So looking and perceiving. So whenever we talk about looking, looking is really the act of us directing our gaze, right? I tend to see looking as you direct your gaze to something. And yes, there is an intentionality that looking requires, that it requires an action or a consciousness for you to turn your attention to something. But you don't really absorb what you are looking at. For you to absorb what you are looking at, then you are going to the realm of perceiving, right? And so you can be driving along and then something flashes on your side. And so you decide to turn to look at what it was. You look at it and then just keep driving. There is really no sense of mindfulness, if I should say. And so looking, I say, is an intentional and active process of directing your gaze. You look to gain information or to convey an interest or simply to be aware of something. So looking involves directing one's eyes to something. And so there is an intentionality to it and there is an activity to it. But looking really is not perceiving. Perceiving is really the act of you becoming aware through your mind and your senses. That's the best way I can describe the difference here. That perceiving involves you being able to interpret and understand and recognize certain things. So if you want to know the pattern of certain things in life, you have to go beyond looking to perceiving for you to be able to deduce that pattern in whatever it is that you are looking at. And this is important because it is perceiving that brings about meaning and awareness. Without perceiving, you won't have meaning and awareness on this pathway. And for you to be able to stay on the pathway, you must be able to have meaning and you must be able to have awareness. And so, again, like I said, the ability to see is an important principle on this pathway. But seeing is not just looking. It really goes beyond that.
I think that's very powerful, Dr. Joe, that you brought in the example with the car and, you know, driving and stuff, because I'm thinking about like what you said with just gazing. And you're just like, oh, OK, they probably, you know, they just mistakenly did this and you just keep driving. But with the perception, what I'm actually thinking about is you will look and you're like, huh, how many people are in the car? Why did he do that? You know, what made him do that? Where are they going? What number plate? What car plate is this? What state plate is, you know, like, so you take in so many things, like you said,
absolutely.
It involves all of you. And I think with this specific principle, it helps you become one with this path or with this specific stage that you're in, and then it helps you to really move. When you move on, it's like you're carrying something with you.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like you said, when the thing is not in sight, you can describe it, but with the looking, you may not be able to remember in detail what it was or who it was, white, black, yellow, green shirt, whatever it is, right? But with this, it's very, very important with this pathway that we are talking about. Because with every step of the way, with every stage that you get to in these principles, you shouldn't leave one behind. It should be something that's like you. I think we spoke about it in the previous last week's, right? being consistent and how things are laid out is very important. Mm-hmm. So you can't put a I and then forget about the C. With the dictionary example we had last mm-hmm. week, mm-hmm. I didn't put any letter at all. Forget about the T, forget about it, and then go straight to D and N. It will not know where you're going. Your outcome will not be predicted, right?
Yes.
So in order for your outcome to be predicted, it's very, very important that you carry every principle with you in wherever you are. So if you're in the singing stage in the principle, make sure whatever you've listened to is with you as well, so that things will be laid out in the rightful way to your rightful outcome or your specific outcome that you're desiring. But yes, so.
Yeah, Sister Candace, thank you so much. And you really bring up a very important point. I think it's very, very important that our audience understand that our journey in life is really reflected in our education system, in my opinion. Take the university system, for instance. You have certain courses that you have level 100 mathematics, level 200 mathematics, level 300, and then level 400. Why don't they teach us level 300 or 400 math in your first year? The reason is because the foundation that level 100 gives you is what will pave the way for you to be able to understand the principles that you are taught in level 300. If you skip that class or that course, I'm sorry, but you may be on the pathway, but you cannot get to the good success. And so it's important that the principles that keep us on this pathway adhere to as you are sharing with us. Because if you don't keep these principles, then are you really on the pathway? That's the question we have to ask ourselves, right? Yeah. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that is very, very powerful. The third principle I want us to talk about is our desire to understand. And so remember, it was willingness to listen, ability to see, and the third principle is our desire to understand. And our desire to understand, when this principle is missing, then we have the disease of a calloused or unbelieving heart. When we don't have the desire to understand, because it is with the heart that we understand. And when the heart is calloused, then we cannot build belief. So we become a people without belief. Why is belief important? The person on this pathway must believe that their outcome is predictable. If you don't believe in that predictable outcome, if you don't believe that the pathway you are taking will take you to that outcome that you want to get to, you will not stay on the path. And so belief becomes very, very important. And believing, again, is from understanding. It's your understanding that comes out of your heart that this truly is the way. And so I believe Jesus said that those who come to God must first know or believe that God exists. And then once you believe that he exists, he said there's a second thing you need to believe, and that is he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so if you come and you think, or if you believe only that God exists, yes, good, one thumbs up. But for you to have good success, you must also believe that God is a rewarder of them that seek him. Why is this important for you to have these two terms? Because it is you believing that he is a rewarder that will keep you on the path to see him. If you don't believe he is a rewarder, then someone can entice you with rewards.
Right.
And that will cause you to stray.
Yeah.
So the third principle is the desire to understand. And that has to do with the heart. That truly is the belief factor. And then, Sister Candace, for the sake of time, I want to talk about the fourth one, because I think there is a few things that I still want us to share. And so the fourth principle on this pathway of listening and seeing and understanding is obedience. And obedience is faith dependent. You will not obey what you don't have faith in. I don't care what anybody tells you. If you don't have faith in what is being told to you, you will reject it or oppose it. You will not obey or surrender to it. Remember what we talked about, I believe our first or second episode of season three, that where is your allegiance? We talked about this principle there, that it is your faith in something that allows you to surrender to it. And surrender is obedience. And so for you to be able to obey, you must have faith. Faith in the fact that these principles are tested and true, and it leads to that predictable outcome. If you don't have faith, your understanding will be futile, and your seeing may not amount to anything. But you realize that this fourth principle of faith or obedience is dependent on the first three principles. Which means if you miss out on the first three principles, you cannot follow the fourth principle of obedience. And Sister Candace, I think for the sake of time, this is where I would end so that we'll be able to talk about a few more things before we end today.
Oh, that's very powerful. Listening, ability to see, desire to understand, and being obedient. These are very powerful principles that has been laid out by Dr. Joe today. And I think, again, with wherever you're going in life, if you don't believe that you will make it, you will not make it. This is not rocket science. This is not being genius or not. You will not make it, right? And I like the part where you said with understanding, like it comes with believing. If yes. And that's where some people get discouraged, you know, and then it's like, I mean, what am I fighting for? You know, I might as well just try something else. And then they go away from the path, the right path, right? And then you get to an outcome where to you is success, but that is not the right outcome.
Yes, that it's not good success.
Good success that initially it was intended for you, right? And I just want to say something about the obedience, and I'll hand it back to Dr. Joe for us to wrap up because of time. But with the obedience, I love the part where you said faith. And faith is a risk, right? Yes. Faith is a risk taken. So if I don't believe in the word you are saying, if I don't believe in what you are telling me, why would I risk my life?
Yes.
Risk my time, risk my emotions, risk my mental peace or whatever for you, right? So again, it goes back to being like everything falling in its rightful place. Don't start taking level 400 class when you have not taken level 100. In this case, listening, right? Level 200, in this case, your ability to perceive, see through things, be able to become one with where you are going, be part of it so that you can stay on course, right? So this is very powerful. And I really, really encourage you guys to really follow these principles, but I can't help but really think through that. What if, right? And, you know, we're talking about obedience and, you know, the other side of it is stubbornness, right? Yeah. You said all of this, you know, we are here to heal ourselves, and someone is like, I heard everything you said, but forget about it, you know? So what if we don't really follow these principles? What happens with that?
Yeah, Sister Candace, that's a powerful question. And, you know, as I'm sitting here, I'm looking through my notes and things like that. And there's something that I wrote down here that I think is very, very powerful. And it actually answers your question. Because at the end of the day, why do we want rest? Or what really is the reason for rest? Rest truly is healing. Healing is rest. And so to answer your question, when we don't get to the place of rest, we don't have healing. And rest doesn't come until obedience is complete. And so really, that's the simplest way that I can describe or I can answer your question, because it's like, there are a lot of things in our lives today that will bring unrest. Yeah. There is a lot of things that are bad.
Stressful.
Right? And so really, we are, no matter what we are doing or what we are hoping for, where we come from or how we look or what we do, we really all want healing from these things. And the healing that we get is rest. Mm-hmm. And so to have this rest, you're talking about rest that brings about goodness out of our lives, knowledge out of our lives, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, love. These are all the healing things. These are all the things that we want. We want these qualities in our lives and to possess them in increasing measure. So to have them is really what this rest is. And so to answer your question, if we forgo these things, then not only are we forgoing this healing, but we are becoming ineffective and unproductive. Because at the end of the day, we will find that we are expanding ourselves to do so many things that lead to nothing. And so I really will plead with our audience, don't just turn a blind eye to it, thinking that these things don't truly matter. No, they do. Because the healing that you are seeking for in life is really what this rest is. And if you don't get that, then what was the point?
What are we fighting for? Mm-hmm. What are we working for?
Yeah. So I mean, that's the best way I can really, truly answer your question. And I hope I actually answered your question.
Yes. And I actually want to say one funny thing, though. You know, you are on Hour of Healing, listening to all these messages to be healed. So you won't rest, right?
Yes.
So if you're here to listen to a message day in and day out that will help heal you and your family, right? And we're giving you a blueprint of how to get to the utmost place of rest, and you don't want to take it, then this is contradictive to me, right? So what I'm saying is, if you are here, then you might as well just take it.
Yes, because absolutely.
It's the whole point of why this exists. It's the whole point of why you are here, right? So, yes, we hope this week's discussion really helped you, build you up, encourage you, rather, to even stay on the path that you are on, you know, assuming that's the right path that you started on. If it's not, it's never too late. I was actually listening to a YouTuber or whatever, and they were interviewing a 75-year-old lady.
Mm.
And this lady started her life at 50.
Wow.
50. Everything went wrong. She didn't have all these things that we're telling you. She didn't know about any of this. But at 50, she had an epiphany. Mm. And she gained insight. And she was like, it's not too late for me. And picked her life back up. Now she's 75, talking to young people about the right path. Mm. So see, it's never too late, regardless of what stage, if you're a Gen Z, if you're a millennial, whatever stage you're, if you're a late bloomer, whatever boomer, it's never too late, right? Take it in one day at a time, and we promise you, we can't tell you what it will require of you, right? But we can say, just keep at the pace that you are on, and we can predict your outcome, that it will take you to a good success. You'll get there. You will get there. Just one day at a time. Absolutely. All right. For some, it will take your time. For some, your mind. For some, your emotions may have to be worked up a little bit. So we can't really tell you what it will require of you. You know where you are working from or what you are trying to build on. But just keep at it. You'll get to the right place. The specific outcome, the predicted outcome, you will get there. So stick with us, and we'll take you there. God bless you, Dr. Joe. I'll hand it over to you as you wrap us up for today.
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you so much for that powerful, powerful summary. I think you have really said it all. And so by way of summary, I just will say that, as you said, the outcome is predictable if you stay on the pathway. And so these principles, though they may not be easy for you, and like we said last week, the pathway does not always tell us the things that will happen along the way, because in this journey, so many things happen. But the truth of the matter is that you will get there, like Sister Candice was saying. I really like that idea that God gave us last week, that the outcome is guaranteed, but the journey is not. That if you are on the right pathway, your outcome is guaranteed, but the things that will happen along the way, that is not guaranteed, because we live with men, right? And we are men ourselves. And so there are times where we will feel down. There are times where we're supposed to move that we will not move. There are times where we're supposed to sit that we will stand. And so the journey is not predictable, but the outcome is. And that requires faith, belief, understanding, seeing, and hearing. Thank you so much for joining us this week as we wrapped up on this conversation on Pathway to Rest. I truly hope and pray that by the time you get to the end of this recording, as you're hearing me talk, you have received healing and you are being set up on this pathway that will lead you to the place of rest. Again, I want to remind you to follow us on all our social media platforms, as Sister Candice shared with us in the beginning. And also, if you are able, each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Chicago time or 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time of the U.S., whatever that equates for you in wherever part of the world you are, we have an intense one-hour prayer section. And I believe Sister Candice actually also does host a live prayer section on her Instagram called Wipe. It's a very powerful section. I've been there a few times. And so you don't want to miss out on these things. Friends, it's not about us showing what we are able to do. It's truly about our contribution to the body in helping each and every one of us get to this place of rest that we are talking about today. And so I really hope and pray that you take advantage of all those things, because we do take advantage of that and other things too, other responsibilities that we have for our spiritual growth as well. So God bless you so much. We will see you same time next week as we bring you another life-changing and thought-provoking conversation. This has been Hour of Healing. Bye-bye.